For this Ascension Day, we will be following the evening prayer Service of Light, found on page 243 of the Lutheran Service Book.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light of darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness, and illumine your church. Join us, light of glory, of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to
Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen.
The office hymn is taken from the Lutheran service book, hymn number 539, Christ is the World's Redeemer, verses 1 through 4. Our first reading is taken from the books of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, Two men stood by them in white robes. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Our epistle comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God."
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and the cloud took him out of their sight. The cloud took him out of their sight, but he wasn't truly gone from them. Jesus made a promise to his church. "Lo, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So this lifting up of Jesus cannot mean that he is gone, absent. He will be always with the people for whom he died and who were redeemed by his blood. He is always present. It's just that he's out of sight. The crucified and risen Jesus is now enthroned at the right hand of the Father. He reigns. He lords his death on the cross and his resurrection over you. That means what he did on the cross, he did for you. It counts for you. He is the sacrifice that atones for all sins. His blood is shed for all sinners. And he gifts that to you in his word and in his sacraments. It is a remarkable thing that Jesus, who outside of Jerusalem near Bethany was taken up into heaven, and yet is always with us. The days and years between the ascension of Jesus and the last day when he will come again, in the same way as the disciples saw him go into heaven, these are times for hearing and listening to Jesus. He is present. It's just that we don't see him with our eyes, but we hear him with our ears. So now is the time to listen. Now is the time that the sheep are given to listen to the Good Shepherd's voice and to speak his words. And so he gives this mandate that his apostles preach in his name, repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That's the church's agenda. That's the kingdom of heaven on earth when sinners repent. Repentance. That means, first of all, that you confess you're a sinner. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Total sinner you and I are. Like King David, we say, I have sinned against the Lord. And then even more, I deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment, because the wages of sin is death. And then the enthroned Lord Jesus comes to you in his Holy Spirit-filled word of the law and says, do this. And what do? You don't do it. He says, don't do that. And what do? You do it. He convicts you and me of our sin by his word, convincing us once again that we aren't in control, that we are deceived, dead in our sins, sinners. And that's the first part of repentance. The second is faith. And that's the heart of repentance. Faith that trusts another Spirit-filled word of mercy, the forgiveness of your sins. Preach in my name, Jesus says, repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Toward the forgiveness of sins. That's always the end point of God's preaching of repentance. Not to condemn us, but to save us. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And what are your sins? What have you done? What have you left undone? Well, you are forgiven in Jesus. The Lord Jesus doesn't count your sins against you. He gave his life into death for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. So name the sin. He died for it, including all the ones you don't remember or can't even recall. Jesus isn't in the mood to condemn. He loves to bless. So as the cloud hides him from our sight, he stretches out his arms in blessing. And that blessing is the preaching in his name of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. This crucified and risen Jesus is now the ascended Jesus. Hidden from sight, yes. But you know, he is closer to you and me now than he was with the apostles that ascension day a long time ago. No social distancing for him, for he baptized you with his hands. And with his own breath, he put his name on you at the font. To be baptized in his name is to be baptized by God himself. Jesus, in the water and word, buried you into his Good Friday death that counts for all your sins. And in your baptism, Jesus bestowed on you the Holy Spirit, power from on high with that washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit, born again in your baptism. Christ's very own new creation. And every day, Jesus sees to it that you live in your baptism. The old Adam, daily drowned with all sins and evil desires, and the new man, daily emerging and arising to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Oh yes, Jesus is with you. He is here to bless. Listen. Because his words give exactly what they say, repentance worked in you and sins forgiven. Jesus has not abandoned you or his church. And he's seeing to it that through his church there is preaching done in his name, so that to the ends of the earth the message is proclaimed. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In his word and in his sacraments, the crucified and risen Jesus reigns among sinners, among us, reigning with his word of forgiveness that gives life and salvation. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to
Collect for the ascension of our Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Collect for Peace.
Let us pray. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Our closing hymn comes from the Lutheran Service Book, hymn number 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns, verses 1 and 4. All glory, honor, and praise to our ascended Lord. Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.